Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, now Nick Sirianni, Coach Nick Sirianni, is joining us now. Coach Sirianni is sponsored by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Boathouse in Conshohocken Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to the Eagles game, merchandise, and meet Swoop on Friday night. All right, let's go to the head coach. What's going on, Coach? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. All right, let's start here because I think it's getting overlooked a little bit. You guys did win the NFC East on Sunday, and I know that's one of many goals, but what's it mean to you and to this group in the locker room to be able to put that hat and T-shirt on?
Yeah, that's a cool feeling. You work really hard to do that, and there's four, you know, three good other teams in this division, and you know, I know everything that's talked about, that nobody's ever won this division back-to-back, so you can see the parity in this division and all the good teams that it takes for that to happen for whatever 20 years. So anytime you're able to do that and put that on and be remembered as one of the teams that have won that, that's a cool feeling. You know, in our building we have a little area where it's just the NFC East champions and pictures of them up and all those different things. So it's cool that we'll add to that wall and, you know, but again, that feeling lasts and it's exciting and you gotta cherish that moment, but then it's on to the next one.
So, you know, we kind of have to ask this, Saquon and the starters on Sunday against the Giants. How do you weigh that decision and what's the process like when it comes to making the decision to play him and the starters or not?
Yeah, everything's taken into account. You know, we want to always do, I'm going to always do what's best for the team and the individuals, going for that. So, you know, it's always something that's on my mind. It's something I haven't, told the guys. I'm still thinking through a little bit of this too, but something I haven't told the guys yet. So I'll always let them know before I let anybody else know. But, you know, you take into a lot to account. Again, it's how do I, you know, what's the best thing for the team, and then also what's the best for the individuals that are going for the record. You know, if you think back a couple years ago to 2021, Smitty was going for the rookie receiving record. I think he was going to break DeSean Jackson's rookie receiving record, and you know, we thought that was and everybody else was resting, but we wanted or everyone else was, whatever it was, we didn't play some other guys in that game, but you know, we went and got him that record. And so every situation's a little different. Not saying one way or the other of how that's going to play out, or even that I've made a decision yet. But again, I got to tell the guys first when I do come to that decision, and I'll let you guys know. But a lot goes into it.
So you are the one ultimately making the final call on that?
I talk through everything with everybody, you know, just like, you know, I'll talk to our staff, I'll talk to the players, I'll talk to Howie, you know, I'll talk to Mr. Lurie, I'll talk to everybody, and to try to make sure I'm making the best decision for the football team. And that's your job as a head coach, is, you know, whether that's practice schedules, whether that's playing an individual, or, you know, you kind of go in, Howie and I go in with everybody and talk through everything, and then we make the decision, you know, whether that's in everything. That's what good organizations do. You know, they use all their resources. They use all the people that have had decision-making experiences in the past, and you try to come up with the best decision, because all that matters is that you're coming up with the best decision for your team and for the individuals on your team at the end of the day.
Coach, I love the way your football team plays, and I have big goals for this postseason run. How would you describe this team? Because it is a joy to watch, but I'm just curious, when you watch them play, how would you describe the personality of your unit?
Yeah, I think we're tough. I think we have a very mentally and physically tough football team. I think we're detailed, you know, in the fundamentals of the game, in our situational play, and just everyone being on the same page. And I think that most definitely we're together. I think you see that, you know, when the guys are celebrating together, like you get to see that on Sunday when the guys make a play and they're celebrating together. Or you also get to see that in the locker rooms when they're talking about each other. I mean, I'm always looking for stuff where they, you know, this guy's praising this guy, as praising that guy, because it shows the, you know, togetherness of the team. But I get to see that on a daily basis, of that togetherness. So, and again, at the end of the day, it's not the best teams that, it's not the best groups of individuals that win. It's the best teams that win, and the teams that come together. And so, again, that's one of our mottos, is tough, detailed, together. And, you know, I definitely see this team as that.
When Saquon entered the 2000 club on Sunday against the Cowboys, you called a huddle. What did you say? What was the overall message to him and the guys in that?
You know, I actually, you know, it was one of those things, you know, you call a timeout in those scenarios to allow everyone to appreciate. You know, I obviously wouldn't have been able to do that if those timeouts were precious. In that particular case, you know, I had a timeout there to have. There was about 10 minutes left to go in the game. And so you're able to just let everybody take a breath and realize how special it was, what everyone accomplished together. And so, you know, I just had some high fives, and I didn't say much. I just wanted those guys to enjoy that moment together. I wanted the fans to be able to enjoy that moment, and Saquon to get, and the offensive line to get that standing ovation for accomplishing, you know, 2,000 yards on a season that not many people have done. And so, you know, when you're able to do something like that to recognize the guys and allow the city to recognize the guys, I think that's an important thing and a cool thing that they'll always remember.
We're talking to head coach Nick Sirianni. Coach, when you take a look at what this team was able to do on Sunday against Dallas at home, you know how much we despise that logo. We despise that team. That's got to be an incredible feeling when you're on the sidelines with the headset on and hearing 60,000 at the link. What's it mean to see 41 put up and just an obliteration against that organization at home?
You know, there was a couple times in that football game where we were in the huddle, and I couldn't tell if they were saying the refs suck or Dallas sucks. But I think it was Dallas sucks.
And I think it was a mix.
It may have been a mix, but I thought the refs did a good job. So I was actually thinking it probably was Dallas sucks. But
there you go.
You know, so there was a couple times where it was like, hey, the passion of the fans was Dallas sucks. But we had to call a play in the huddle. I saw Lane Johnson and Kenny kind of quieting down the crowd to, hey, okay, we know Dallas sucks. So just make sure you quiet down just a little bit here. But, no, it's cool. Anytime, I got a lot of respect for Dallas and that team and those coaches and those players. They're a good football team. They've won, you know, before this year, won 12 games in a 3 years in a row. So we know they're a good, really good organization, good team. So anytime you can get a win over them, you know, that's huge because it's our big rival. You know, we treat every game, you know, you guys would be disappointed as fans and the media if we treated the Dallas game more than we treat the Panthers game. Right. But, so we treat every game the same, but it is cool once you get that win against a team that, you know, means so much to the city and to beat Dallas. So, you know, good win for us on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. Jalen Hurts did not get to witness that win in person. Do you have an update on his status, if he's cleared? Any chance he could see the field on Sunday?
Yeah, no new update on anything there. You know, we'll get you guys some more information here on Wednesday when the players are back in. So, we'll see where we are with all that.
So, speaking of the quarterbacks here, what was the week like with Kenny Pickett? Obviously, there's been some reports about his ribs throughout the week, and Tanner McKee stepped in and he seemed to be prepared for the moment. What was the week like leading up to this Dallas game with both of them?
Yeah, those guys prepared hard. I know they always prepare like they're going to have to play, because you never know. Like, you know, Kenny had to play against Washington when Jalen was injured. So, they prepare, and it's cool that they're able to go out there and show their preparation. Sometimes they don't get to do a lot. Most of the time they don't get to do that. But, you know, in this case they did, and they worked hard. A lot of credit to to the coaches that got them ready, you know, Kellen and Kevin Petullo and Doug, quarterback coach, all those guys that got them ready. But most, all the credit goes to those guys that put in the time all week, and, you know, with Kenny and Tanner. And what was cool is, we talked a lot about this before the game of, you can't be great without the greatness of others. So Kenny, you're going to play good ball because you're a good player, but, anybody in the sport of football, that's what makes football so cool. Anybody in the sport of football is going to need the contributions of others to help them play to their potential and to the max of their potential. And that's what we were able to see both those guys on Sunday, that they were able to play really good football because they got great contributions from their teammates. And that's football. That'll be football. That was football 50 years ago. That'll be football 50 years from now. That's football today. And that's what's so cool about this sport, that to be great, you truly need the greatness of others. And that's what you're trying. And that's what's, you guys asked me earlier, what's the what's cool about this team? Or I can't remember how you asked it, but it's that you can't be great without the greatness of others. And it truly takes everybody. And that's what's so cool.
Coach, before we let you go, super quick one. Did you know what was going on the sidelines when AJ launched the football into the stands, or what was going on in your mind when you saw the, whatever you want to call that?
Yeah, no, I actually saw AJ throw the ball. I did. I was watching because, and when celebrations, I'll do a couple high fives or whatever I do with. But then I'm like, get off the field. We got to kick this extra point. So it's in a head coach's mind. That's what you're thinking. Like, hey, we talk about this a lot, actually, because, we don't want to take a delay a game. So it's like, hey, make sure you do your celebrations. Be you. Show your personality within the rules, but you got to do it within the time too, because Jake's got to get out there and kick the extra point. I did see AJ throw the ball into the stands and I've seen AJ throw. AJ's got a really good arm, but he made it like
he launched
he threw it across the stadium into the. I'm not sure he wouldn't have been able to that commercial of Jalen throwing the ball into the torch for the Olympics. I'm not sure he wouldn't have been able to make it into that, because he launched that thing. And then when we got to the sideline, somebody said something like, "Hey, that was Tanner's," and AJ put his hands on his face like, "Oh no!" And it was kind of a funny moment. And glad they got the ball back for Tanner. And glad that fan was able to get a cool jersey out of it.
Yeah, Kelly Green. Kelly Green.
What a negotiation.
Yeah, for sure. Coach, thank you so much. All great stuff, and we're really pulling for you the rest of the way. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks. Happy New Year.
Yes, you as well. That was head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni.